Summer Breakfast.
Top of the morning, everybody. It is a Wednesday morning here at SEN. And great to have you on board and your company this morning. For the McCafe menu, our official coffee partner, as always, Michael Kasperowitz. Heading to England to join the SEN commentary team.
India.
That's what I said.
England, you said.
Oh, sorry. I've got England in front of me. Of course, he's heading to India. And this could be awkward. This could be very awkward. Well, he might be heading to England too if he does a good job in India. Might be getting to the Ashes.
Yeah, I'll be not taking part in that interview.
Sophie Locke. We'll come back to that. Sophie Locke, Hawthorne AFLW player as well. Adam Hartlett, West Adelaide coach. Now, Oscar Steen, great story at Collingwood yesterday, takes the last spot on the Collingwood list. Big ruckman. That's great for him. It's great for Collingwood. What about poor old West Adelaide there in the Sandfall? Get a 204-centimetre young promising ruckman yanked out of their club in weeks before the Sandfall season. So we'll get the other side of that from Adam Hartlett. And Steve Smith over there in India sat down with our very own Bharat Sundaresan for a chat on the eve of this highly anticipated four-test series. So we'll bring you a bit of that as well. Questions of that notice, all for the Kogan Money credit card packed full of value. So are you... Casper will actually join us from the airport.
That off the top. Well, the Casper thing, you know, I'm a bit touchy on it.
He's a big guest.
You know I'm a bit touchy on it, and you're just going back. Like Steve Smith, there's the big name, but no, you lead with Casper.
I'm pretty keen to have a chat because he's at the airport now, so everything I've been told, this is very last minute. I think even SEN management was scrambling to find someone, anyone to get there, and they've gone for Casper. Had a magnificent career in all formats, of course.
No problems.
Played in India, played 9 tests against India, I reckon, and he'll join us from the airport. So there's salting of the wound, and then there's this. Yeah. So...
it's as awkward as I've ever felt going on a live broadcast of anything, you know, over 40 years. Very, really,
Stiff, really awkward.
He's going to be at the airport too.
Really
so
awkward.
He'll be getting over
Actually,
there.
Actually, I'll tell you, there's only one time I felt a little more awkward.
Go on.
Was Sammy Hargraves yesterday when he started
talking about
golf. Oh, mate. What about the 30-minute free plug he gave to some new driver and wood and iron?
Well, I just heard him at the back.
He's every hole.
He's up to the 16th at the back.
Oh, mate.
I know I've been a real flog.
So I just assure all our listeners this morning, it's a golf-free zone.
Well, I just wanted to talk about my magnificent giant bike, and I'll run you through every kilometre that I rode yesterday on that, if that's all right with you.
Oh, what about Sammy yesterday? I think it was from 6:30 till 7. Like, it's a half hour we'll never get back.
Oh, no.
We'll never, ever get it back.
Well, I must say I missed it. I was busy preparing for mornings. But, yes, it made So you survived it, though. You got through. I did miss you yesterday.
I thought, this was the end of it. No, he won't go. Oh, another one.
All right.
He went to another hole. And I thought, oh, no, he'll draw it to a conclusion here.
The audience would have loved it.
Oh, no. No, he got a hell of a pasting. He got a hell of a pacing for it.
I hope he's not listening this morning, Sammy. Love your work, mate.
For the sake of a new driver.
And nice of him to fill in as well, to come in. I'd been diverted,
Where were you?
I'd been diverted to mornings.
What do you mean diverted?
Oh, I'd been redeployed. As they say in footy, I was reprogrammed. What, I was moved.
Why?
I don't know.
We're
I just do what I'm told.
Look, there's our photo on the wall. I know. It's you and I
missed you terribly. But did you fix up your debt with Sammy Hargraves?
Yes, I did.
Right.
And he said, I'm the only person ever in SEN history that's paid a buddy bet. He said, no one ever pays them. I said, give me the meat back.
Well, you're a good buddy.
So not only did he get a driver for nothing and bored us stupid for half an hour on golf, he also gave him a big lump of meat that's been dry age for 30 days.
So what did you do yesterday? Did you recover okay from that? Did you have a good day?
What did I do yesterday?
I want to ask you about something, actually.
I can't remember what I did yesterday.
I cooked some nachos last night. It's one of those recipes that, you know, I've gone through the motions, if you like, with nachos, and everyone knows how to make nachos, and they're very basic. But I always get the feeling there's something more. The grass is greener with nachos. And I've been battling to find...
You had the shelf problem with the nachos because the shell kept closing on you.
Oh, no, that was the taco. Yeah, taco. That's another thing. It was another Mexican
nacho
dish.
Taco.
No, it's a big
up.
Difference. So have you got it? Well, obviously, you don't, given you don't even know what they are. But I'm keen to solicit a good technique, a good recipe. I've tried so many. So my non-negotiable, I've found, though, with them is you have them for one night only. You can have your mix. If you're cooking with mince, you can have your mince and onion and garlic mince that you might keep for a night. and then reuse. But you can't go the chip the second night because the chip sogs up like you would not believe on night two. So you got to go fresh chip, corn chip, right from the start, okay, each and every time. But I'm keen on a good guacamole recipe as well. How do people go about it? I mix the mince and the corn chips, you know, through a bit of cheese, just a bit of layer work first, bake them off nicely, and then come back to the salsa and everything later. But I don't know.
Do you need a dietitian at your joint?
I need more. No, these are little treats. These are little treats.
Yeah, but you talk about... The only treats I've known you to talk about here are wood-fired pizzas.
Oh, they're okay. They're healthy.
Yeah.
It's just flour and water.
Anything Mexican?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with Mexican? Pickers will have your guts for gardens if you're going to have a crack at the Mexican.
System?
No, not at all. And a good bean as well, by the way. Need a good bean in the
What's wrong with a baked bean?
No,
everything. A good SPC baked bean, mate.
Good fibre in those, isn't there?
Oh, they're fantastic.
No, just a bit of a red bean we like to
put. See, nothing better after a hard day. If you've had a hard day, whatever you do, whatever your job, I'm a farmer. So you've been out there. You come in, you open the fridge and go, no, I can't be bothered. You go to the pantry next to it and you get the can of baked beans and you cook up three pieces of toast, put a bit of butter on them, put them in a, you know, little triangle and you warm the beans up, the baked beans up on them, tip it on the toast, then just smother them in pepper. Oh, magnificent.
Look at your face.
Magnificent.
Look at your face. Johnny's in Port Augusta. By the way, the Ivo Insurance open line today, as it is each and every day, 1-300-736-736.
That's Omar.
Yes, and the Temper 40 Wings text is 0433981116. Let's go out to Port Augusta where Johnny's been now waiting on the line. Morning, John.
Good morning, Sam. Morning, Simon.
Hey, John.
What's happening, Johnny?
Really looking forward to tomorrow. I'm like a kid at Christmas. Looking forward to this big Indian series because I think it could be a beauty. We've only, as you blokes probably well know, we've only won twice in India, 69-70 under Bill Laurie, and 0-4 with Adam Gilchrist and Ricky Ponting's side. So really looking forward to it. It's going to be tough. It's going to be bloody tough. Seen some good sides there that have struggled over the years and all the rest of it. But, yeah, it should be great. It should be really... And, Simon, who's the best fast bowler you ever faced? Not best fast bowler, sorry. The best bowler you ever faced. And who's the quickest bowler you ever faced? I dare say Malcolm Denzel Marshall would go close to getting a mention, wouldn't he?
Yes, he does. He's top three. Wasn't Akram's the best bowler ever faced?
Was him.
Was
what
he?
A freak.
Was a beauty. And Malcolm is... right up there with him.
Was him, the king of the reverse. Good on you, Johnny.
Absolutely right up there with him.
And a reminder, John, Michael Kasparitz, the well-credentialed cricket analyst and commentator, will join us later on, just prior to heading to India from the airport.
This all morning.
What
time's Kasper on?
Well, so can we do a compare the pair? We'll get your resume up with Kasper's.
I'm out. I won't be here for the interview.
A World Cup in India, but he was there the last time, obviously, as Johnny has mentioned. Last time they won in 04, he was part of the pace battery.
We did a lot harder in 87.
And once in the last 50 years, we've won a test series there, as Johnny reminds us. So he's a big figure in this series. Each and every time Australia tour India, Michael Kasparitz. And I couldn't think of a better person to have on the line to preview it than Kasper. Dez is in Cranbourne. G'day, Dez.
Morning, Scoot. Morning, Sonny.
G'day, Dez.
What's happening, Dez?
I'm just heading to work, mate. Big night. Went to the Chili Peppers last night, so I'm a bit dusty.
But how was it?
Tell you what, unbelievable, boys. I think Anthony Kiedis is 61 and Flea, originally born in Melbourne. He's 60, mate. What a show. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Fantastic. You got a recipe, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got a guac recipe for you, Sonny, mate. Just keep it simple with the avocado, mate. Mash up one avocado, squeeze in half a lemon, and then just a couple of quick splashes of Tabasco, mate. That's guac going around.
Half a lemon. So, no, I thought lime went into the guacamole. Lime juice. You say lemon.
Oh, lemon or lime, what is your choice. Right. Lime, but you've got to splash in the Tabasco, mate.
Ah, Des, you're too kind, mate. Tabasco sounds like I haven't seen that in the recipe too often. So, hey, hang on the line, Des. For your troubles, we'll flick you a double pass to the Summer Festival at the Valley on the 24th of this month. Experience fun you won't forget. Racing, live music, entertainment. The Summer Festival at the Valley, January 21 to February 24. Tickets at thevalley.com.au. Enjoy that on us, Des. Appreciate your call. Scoob, you need to add brown vinegar to the baked beans after the pepper.
Yeah, some of this baked bean stuff is going on. Just brilliant.
And people really coming for your recipe.
Grated cheese and Worcestershire sauce.
People coming for this.
Wow.
I like the sound of your little go-to. But
I love a baked bean.
Some improvements here as well.
Ham sauce. You know, got to be that ham sauce baked bean.
I thought with the guacamole, though, I saw something this morning. I was just having a look. Toast the cumin and the ground coriander first, then mash that through the avo with the onion and the chilli and a bit of lime juice and a bit of coriander. Now, Des has gone the lemon, that's fine. But I don't mind the old lime juice in there as well. Anyway, finally found myself a good TV show last night. It had taken a while. But I was a big fan of Fauda. Have you ever watched Fauda?
No.
F-A-U-D-A. Well, the new season just dropped on Netflix. Absolutely. Write it down. Subtitle, though. Do you do the subbies?
What?
Do you do subtitles?
The things you read.
Yeah, you have to read. Do you do them in a TV show or do you prefer to stay away? If they're not for you, you're going to have to put up with the dubbing and can't do dubbing. You take subtitles over dubbing every day of the week.
I'm happy with the dub.
Dub? Yeah. No. Horrible.
I find it hard to read.
No. And these ones are pretty quick too. They come thick and fast. Yeah, it's the Israelis, the Palestinians. It's a sort of a terrorism-based sort of good guy, bad guy sort of setup. But really good show. Well worth a watch if you haven't seen it before. The Wisp was back on the beat yesterday on Channel 7. Did you see this?
What do you
mean? Tim Watson.
Back on the beat.
Well, he went out to do an interview. Now, the Wisp and Gary. The Wisp and Gary, by the way, back next Tuesday. A lot of people asking. Back next Tuesday. Normal service resumed. Some would say finally. Off the back of the Super Bowl. So those two will be back in this chair next Tuesday. But the Wisp was back on the beat. He went out to the hangar. Interview the new Essendon coach Brad Scott.
Did he?
Nice little story there. Long form. About 2 minutes. 2 minutes
a
and
feature.
Change. Bit of a feature. But the one thing I took out of it was the extraordinarily high amount of cutaways for the Wisp. The number of two shots with the Wisp
and the nodding
and Brad
head.
Laughing, joking.
I'll be happy out here.
I thought this is an extraordinary amount of cutaways. I had to go back and do a count. Now, Wisp will say he's just giving the people what they want, probably, but I went back. Seven cutaways.
No.
Seven cutaways.
Magnificent by Watson.
In 120 seconds, seven cutaways.
Seven in 120. Do the maths on that. I reckon it'd have to be a PB, a cutaway PB.
Wow-wee.
And didn't that just magnificent by Watson.
So they relaunching the Wisp, are they?
Well, no, I think the Wisp just gets wheeled out for the special projects.
He
was. I reckon it was a black polo as well, short sleeve, casual, laid back,
right,
but with a sophisticated class about it at the same time. It was a
round or a square glass?
I reckon he was glassless.
Glassless?
He didn't wear the specs.
So the specs just for show?
Well, that's a question that we'd need to ask the Wisp, but I guess he didn't have to read the old teleprompt out there.
They just were image, are they?
So we got to see his beautiful face in its entirety.
Wow,
no
wow.
cap, and every time he comes in here, of course, he's always got the cap on. So this was raw Wisp.
I think he's doing another feature tonight on 7 News.
Is he?
Yeah, with Dave Barham.
Oh,
James.
You are a real smart aleck, aren't you? What did you make of that story? Herdy. Blimey.
Oh, you couldn't write the script, could you?
And he wanted to go for the presidency, we
you
read.
Couldn't
Mark
write
Robinson's.
The script.
He wanted to go for the presidency, we read.
I happened to be close by to Kevin Sheedy when he was stamping his feet overseas.
Oh, were you there?
Yeah.
You were, weren't you?
He was stamping his feet, Kevin.
He in the story that Mark Robinson's written, left on that cruise for Lindsay Fox's, just knowing that Herdy was going to be announced as coach, and when he wasn't, that's when the toys were thrown out of the cot.
Yep.
And was he rather animated when word filtered through?
He was disappointed.
Where were you? Canada or something?
He was disappointed. We were around. I was within the vicinity.
Disappointed?
Ear up against the wall, with the glass.
If it was for broadcast, would there need to be a beep for the odd sub?
No. Chiefs doesn't get overly emotional, but you know, speaks his mind. And that was good. It was good. So, yeah, you couldn't write this stuff. You just couldn't.
Our SENSA audience is with us up until 6:30. Great to have you guys on board as well. You can get involved on the Temper 40 Wings text. They are the consumer's choice winner. Temper mattresses, pillows, they've got the adjustable bases, and they've got so much more.
Hutchie's sort of done that to me.
What's that now?
I just met with everyone behind closed doors when I'm putting my hand up.
Did you get the guarantee like Hurdy?
The commentator, and then he just goes and...
Casper!
Gets, you know, sort of, you know, I'm thinking I've got the gig, and the next thing, bang, gone.
Temper, they can form the exact shape of your body. We'll be back after this on Suburb Recce. Stay with us.
Summer Breakfast.
Off the text from Peter, that Mr. Fox boat ride was costly for a couple of AFL coaches. Sheedy hears about Hurdy, and then Brett Ratton Future also decided on the same boat trip, says Peter. How many went on the trip? It was a lot. It's like one of those things, historical sporting events, where seemingly everyone was there. Last count, there was about 400 people on this birthday cruise.
Brett Ratton's future was decided.
No, you don't think so?
No. Well, not to my knowledge.
Not to your knowledge. You weren't consulted? Being a St Kilda power
around,
broker?
I was hovering around trying to, you know, get snippets of information, and I got more snippets about the 6-1 board feud at Essendon than I did of anything with St Kilda.
Fair enough. Couching what's on you, the idea of baked beans is simplicity. I tell you what, the number of baked beans texts coming through. If you are loading it with too many other ingredients, then you aren't baked beaning right, says Couchy. There you go. Simon had two fried eggs on top, says John.
Oh, yeah,
so
nice,
that's the other
nice.
Side.
Yeah.
And David says baked bean jaffles are the bomb. You've got to try them, Scoob.
Yeah.
Ever chucked them in a toasty?
My word. In a toasty, beautiful. You've got to wait for them to cool down because it burns your lips,
yep.
Tongue.
Tyson, Tyson's out in our Bomberland. He likes fowder. He's with me on that one, but Brian's not. Nothing worse than sitting down to relax for the night, finding myself having to read a good TV show. No subtitles. No thanks. There you go. Oh, well. You got a ticket to Gina's raffle yet, by the way? Gina Reinhart's
raffle. You were talking about that when I first arrived this morning. You said...
Hancock Prospecting.
You said, how many people do you think work at Hancock Prospecting? Hey. And I said, oh, it'd be thousands.
Have to be. Thousands upon thousands.
Thousands of people.
Well, she's about to dish out, Gina, another $4.1 million in bonuses to staff, but it's done with an old-fashioned raffle. So she's worth, what's Gina worth? Said to be 30, 40 billion, I reckon. She's handing out $100,000 each to 41 lucky workers at Hancock to mark her 41 years at the firm. So the raffle will be held this week to determine who gets the cash, West Australian reporting. So $100,000 for your troubles. That's not bad, is it?
You'd love your marble to get pulled out, wouldn't you?
It's better than the meat tray.
Oh, yeah.
It's better than the meat tray. It also coincides with Gina Reinhart's 69th birthday on Thursday. In fact, I was reading down. I couldn't stop reading this. She handed out $1 million in bonuses to $100,000 to 10 workers in a Christmas draw as well. So, not
giving
bad.
Something back.
Not bad. Having said that, you're worth $35 billion. Just a bit
is that
of,
what she's worth?
Apparently. Bit it's of chump change for Gina.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Not bad, is it? Hey, Steve Smith had some things to say. I know we're going to play some audio later on. He sit down with our very own Barrett.
Which
Sunday
you should
Rose,
have Sunday. Led at 6 o'clock with this.
It plays
Michael
a second fiddle to Casper, who I can't wait to talk about, particularly around how his selection in the SEN commentary team came about. But the Aussies arrived in Nagpur to see the wicket for the first time yesterday, Scoob. Sounds like they're a bit unsure how it's actually going to play. But Steve Smith pretty much just put a line through Cam Green. Just said he hasn't faced fast bowling yet with that broken finger, so I highly doubt he's going to play in this test. So I think we can put a line through Cam Green. But he also went on to say, and I'm not sure if he said it with Bharat, but he said it somewhere yesterday, that a series win in India would be bigger than winning the Ashes in England.
Yeah, they've put a lot on this. You know, and India's, you know, that frontier where it has more challenges put in front of a cricketer than probably England does, just from the nature of what they're going to have to put up with over there, from weather to food to hotels to travel to, you know, pitches, outfields. So I think that's probably fair enough in a way.
Surprised me though, but it's more is it not more historical? So for the reasons that we're talking about before, you've won one series there in 50 years.
But I think the players are talking more of the challenge.
Right.
You know, they know what they're going to get when they get to Headingley and Lords and whatever, but you get to some of these Indian places.
Don't they know what they're going to get in India?
Well, no, but it's so alien. You saw some of those test matches when England were there recently. Mm. They were opening test matches with spinners.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you about that a little bit later on.
So that challenge as a complete cricketer, I think they're saying is more arduous and more challenging on the subcontinent now than what it is in England.
There's just as many twists and turns with the side we actually select as there is in the wickets over there. I mean, who's going to partner Nathan Lyon? What's the batting lineup going to look like? Is Renshaw actually going to play now that Cam Green sounds like will not? Is it going to be Agar? Is it going to be the leg spinner Swepson?
I think we're going to come home, and this is why Hutchie should have taken me there, because you know I'm a very good predictor. I reckon we're going to come home with a new star in our spin bowling ranks.
You're going to tell us the name of that person a bit later on? Oh, you're going to tell us right now?
Right now, I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now.
Jeez, your ability to tease as well is why you've got yourself over there to India as well. You know, the way you just tease it into the break to keep us guessing. Nah, bang, there it is, Todd Murphy. Toyota Call of the Year is back for a tougher appearance at every angle. Search Toyota Hilux Rogue today. Gary and Tim will be giving away a Toyota at the end of the year. A farewell to our SENSA audience. Jared Walsh, Bryce Gibbs coming right to you after this.